It's time for the podcast that acts like a game show. It's five favorites on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
This week, Marcus, our five favorite songs of summer. And to make it clear, it's songs that say summer to us or remind us of summer or actually have the word summer in them, thereby making them summer songs.
Putting this list together was a blast because I went way back into my early days of childhood. I visited the 80s, the 90s. Since I've been out in Philadelphia, I've had all these songs that remind me of summer. Some having summer or sun or wave or beach or something along those lines that gives you the vibe that, yo, summer is here. I think we could make it a two-hour episode if we talk about our honorable mentions alone.
And rename it to 25 favorites of our songs of summer. Now, that would be more like it, probably on a lot of the topics we like to get into. That's what makes it tough for us as the hosts. What's easy for you is to kick back and enjoy the songs as we discuss this stuff. But before we can discuss anything, we have to first thank our sponsors. The gang at Boldfoot Socks, check them out at boldfoot.com and save 15% by entering the code HISTORY15 when you enter your first order. And thanks to Crooked Eye Brewery in the heart of Hapro, pouring the cure for what ails you since 2014. We thank them both for their support of the imbalanced history of rock and roll. And now we look to the West. Marcus, what do your friends in Vegas say is the line?
Vegas has been paying attention to the music that we like and actually says 1.5 this week.
They know what we're thinking, Marcus. But let's see if they're right. They say 1.5 is the over-under, and what do you think we'll have in common?
I think we're only going to have one. I'm going with the under. What about you?
I'm going to go with the over because I think we'll have two in common because that's the kind of guys we are. But we will see as we commence on this episode of Five Favorites. It's all about songs of summer.
And as we're recording this, it's 40-something degrees.
But it's a sunny 40 degrees, Marcus.
True.
Marisa says, I always make you go first, so I'm going to give my number five song of summer to get us started here on this episode of Five Favorites.
What is your number five?
The song is eternal. Some would say immortal, done so many times in different ways, through the decades and now the centuries. But Janis Joplin's version of Summertime, that's the one for me, and it's my number five.
Summertime, time, time, child, the living's easy. Fish are jumping now.
Janis, man, she sang that song the way it was meant to be sung, even with all the other great versions out there.
That song is absolutely incredible. One that was played in our house throughout my entire childhood, and even as I've grown older, all of the different versions that I've come across as well.
It's like we collect them, you know what I mean?
That's one of those songs that is collectible, though.
I'm collecting your number five song of summer, sir.
I'm going back to my high school days because a lot of times this song really got a lot more play from myself and my friends in the summertime. We'd be driving in a convertible Jeep with the tunes blasting, and this song was played often. And I'm talking about Joe Jackson's Got the Time. Because we had the time to have fun in summertime.
Wake up, got another day to get through now. Got another man to see, gotta call him on the telephone. Hey, oh, gotta find a piece of paper. Sit down, got another letter to write. Think hard, gotta get a letter just right. It'll ring another telephone. No, gotta write
I get it. I can see the whole picture, man. It's like you're painting it in my mind, dude.
Seriously, it was a lot of fun playing music like Joe Jackson as we were cruising around doing whatever nonsense we were doing in high school, just having fun, even if it was just driving around and enjoying the music.
Fun times. Fun times.
Indeed.
And now we need to know your number four.
My number four is a song that epitomizes the ultimate chillaxin', enjoying the hell out of the beautiful day. I'm talking Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. For 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay.
And I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Beautiful, man. Love that song. It's endemic to my soul. It's just in there, man.
Absolutely. And think about enjoying that long summer day where the sun is up and you get to just sit and enjoy the peacefulness of the water and the beautiful scenery around you. And you're just so relaxed and at peace with everything. It's a perfect thing to do in the summertime.
And it's one of my honorable mentions here on this episode of Five Favorites.
Well, that means we have to hear your number four.
Inspiring a peaceful feeling in the same way that Otis did on Dock of the Bay, Led Zeppelin, Down by the Seaside. Now, where we live in Philadelphia, we call it Down the Shore. You're going down the shore, but Down by the Seaside from Zeppelin, summertime, man. Sitting with your toes in the water, your ass in the sand. So warm, the water, the air, everything, the noise is perfect.
Beautiful choice, man. How relaxing, and what a way to enjoy the summer day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Or evening.
True. Summer evenings are just as nice as summer days, no doubt about it. So, Ray, you have given us your five, your four. We need to know your number three.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it, Marcus?
Hold on.
It's the sound of summer. Spill the wine. My number three.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie.
Wow. Was not expecting that one, but I totally get it. It is a great song for to be played more during the summertime.
Coming out of the Animals, Eric Burdon really hit big with this one, with War, his new band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the imagery speaks of summer. Laying in the field, just the way the whole thing flows, the flute and everything, just beautiful. Makes me feel summer every time I hear it.
Great song. Great choice. I wonder if Vegas is getting nervous about their 1.5 yet.
Well, they're going to find out soon enough as we approach the break. What's your number three, Marcus?
My number three is your number five, but a different version of it.
Go ahead. Who you got? What version?
When the Specials split up, Terry Hall, Linville Golding, and Neville Staples formed the Fun Boy Three, and they did a version of Summertime that I just really loved a lot.
Until that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Summertime, 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 summertime.
Of course, in the 90s, Sublime's Doing Time, which is a borrowing of Summertime and making it your own, was close and made my honorable mention. But that song has so many amazingly beautiful versions of it, and so I choose the Funboy 3's version of Summertime as my number 3.
All right, now we're going to have to find out at the break here what the fuckers in Vegas are going to say about us all using different versions of the same song. Hey, what if Cool picks another version of Summertime? What's it called then, eh?
Well, I know what Vegas is going to have to say because of this. They're going to have to say yes because it's 5 favorite summer songs.
Ah.
And it is the same song as done by different people, so therefore it is a song.
You guys can't see it, but I'm pointing at the screen at Marcus like, yes, sir, you are correct.
So there,
Vegas.
Well,
we'll see. All right. All right. So there we are. As we head into the break at number 3, Marcus's take on Summertime from the Funboy 3. Always a little twist when you listen to the Balanced History of Rock and Roll podcast. Even when we're doing something simple that we agree on, like 5 favorite songs of summer.
You know what I enjoy in the summertime? A nice cold pint of Crooked Eye beer to cool
Read
me
my
off.
Mind, mon frere.
What do you say we pause for the calls?
And come back for the 2s and the 1s and whatever else there is after that on 5 favorite songs of summer on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. You know, Marcus, this time of year, I wear shoes less. I wear socks less. But what I've been putting on socks lately, it's the Boldfoot socks that we got that I've been wearing the most.
I love my Boldfoot socks. I've been wearing the Headliner Royal Blue and Gold Athletic sock when I've been riding my bike or taking a spin class. They're great. My feet aren't all gnarly afterwards. My feet feel good. They're not over sweaty. There's no extra moisture. They do a really good job keeping my feet as fresh as can be after doing a good hard spin or a nice long ride. Love them.
And thanks to the gang at Boldfoot for offering a Father's Day special, 25% off the entire store now through Father's Day at boldfoot.com. Put in the code DAD25 to save 25%. Pretty good deal. And a good way to get Dad's feet into a pair of Boldfoot socks.
Also, 5% of all profits go to the organization Team Foster, which helps get veterans service dogs. And this is a wonderful charity that Boldfoot is working with.
Veteran-owned and operated, so naturally, they're supporting a veteran's cause like this. Slide on over to boldfoot.com right now, between now and Father's Day, to save 25%. Put in that code, DAD25, at boldfoot.com. Look, they're your feet. Be bold. Thirst. It's a need, Marcus. You need to satisfy a real thirst. And what a better way than with a nice, fresh craft beer at Crooked Eye in the heart of Hatboro.
And you can also visit Jamie's House of Music in Delco to get that very fresh and tasty Crooked Eye beer.
Their music schedule's picked up at Jamie's House of Music. I follow them on Facebook, so you see a lot more shows going on there. And anytime they're open for shows, you can get your Crooked Eye there, get a growler, and take some home. Or you can head to Hatboro, and their schedule's picked up a lot, too. And my vinyl night is moving to its permanent home the second Tuesday of the month. Come and see us. Bring your vinyl if you want, or I'll bring mine.
You can't forget that Friday nights from 4 to 11, there's live music over at Crooked Eye and open mic night the first, third, and fifth Mondays of the month.
First, third, fifth. I can't do math when I'm drinking at Crooked Eye. Well, the brews are cold, and they're always fresh, always the favorites, and something new on the board there at the brewery location in Hatboro. Serving the cure for what ails you since 2014, we thank them for their support
of the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll podcast.
fully refreshed with a pint. Ray and Marcus ready to roll on the twos and the ones and the honorable mentions on this episode of Five Favorite Songs of Summer. You're up to bat, man. What's your number two?
I could have taken probably 12 or 13 or even 15 to 20 different song choices and said, insert here. It totally works for summer because this band is summertime no matter what when you hear them. I'm talking about Van Halen and Beautiful Girls. That song just always reminded me of summertime, and it's still to this day. Yeah. Every time I hear it, I get lost in summer vibes.
No doubt about it, man.
She was seaside, sitting just smoking and drinking on ringside. On top of the world, oh yeah. She had a drink in her hand, she had a toast in the sand. Whoa, what a beautiful girl.
What a great summer song. It's all about being at the beach in California, man.
Absolutely. And it just feels like summer when you listen to it.
So I do number two, am I right?
You are correct. We need to know your number two.
Well, it came out of the radio first on AM and later on FM, a constant source of summertime joy in my life. Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime, my number two.
If you want to have funky summer music, Sly Stone is the way to go. He is amazing.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. Hi, 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 hi there. Them summer days, those summer
counting them down, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get reset and ready to rock from the bottom to the top. Marcus, number five, Joe Jackson, Got the Time. Number four, Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Number three, Fun Boy 3's version of Summertime. And Beautiful Girls at number two. And your number one song of summer, bro?
My number one song of summer comes from the album Endless Summer, which was the first Beach Boys record I ever got. I could have picked any song on this album, but Catch a Wave is the song that is my number one summer song. Still love hearing it and still love starting summer playing it.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Not just a bit, cause it's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
And now, Ray, you want to recap your top four and then give us your number one?
My number five was Janis Joplin's version of Summertime, a song that you also picked. At number four, it was Led Zeppelin, Down by the Seaside. War, Spill the Wine at number three. Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime at number two. And number one, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, song about Sandy. 4th of July, down the shore. My number one on the Imbalance History Countdown.
That song epitomizes summer in this area without a doubt.
Sandy, the fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight, forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in town, the circuit's full of switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark, and the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score.
Been able to spend a few summers here growing up, now living out here the last 20 years. Absolutely a Philadelphia, New Jersey area summer song without a doubt.
Perfect. Wait a second. You've been here 20 years?
I've been here 20 years.
You know what that means?
What?
You're never getting the fuck out.
Oh, I never leaving, no doubt. No doubt. Never leaving this area.
What did Keith always say? The only way you leave the Rolling Stones is in a box, man.
I plan on dying in this area, so yes.
Well,
I'd
let's
love
live
it
a
here.
Lot more before either one of us die, bro.
Bingo.
Hey, speaking of living, I got a ruling from Vegas. Let's see. They're giving us the dinger on Summertime as the song in common, even though we picked different versions, and that's awfully nice of them to do that, because it puts us in a position where they are the only songs that match, the only one in common, and that means that your five favorite winning streak continues. Mon frère Marcus, the winner, winner chicken dinner.
What is going on, man? I'm lucky. I am so lucky right now.
Wow. You are lucky, because my disclaimer that I was going to make right after we did the top five would have been that I took anything by the Beach Boys and put it aside in a separate category, because it's all pretty much for the first half of the band all about summer, right? All these different songs. How do you pick one out, right? It's California summer.
Absolutely.
So by doing that, it took the Beach Boys out of one of my slots, and therefore it kept it from being a two, which would have meant I would have broken your winning streak.
Totally.
That's okay.
Part of my honorable mention is every other single Beach Boys song. So
yeah,
totally. And you want to start laying down some of your honorable mentions, since we have a bunch to share?
Sure, and our near miss was Dock of the Bay from Otis Redding as an honorable mention. Another one from that era, The Drifters, Under the Boardwalk.
What another great summer song to get lost in.
Don Henley's Boys of Summer, that was always a great one. In a song called Heat Wave, all versions, right? Anybody who did a version of Heat Wave got what I was talking about, Summertime. When it came out of your AM radio, it just screamed Summertime.
Remember Linda Ronstadt's version?
Oh, hell yes.
My dad was a big fan of hers, so we had it on cassette. Mm-hmm. I might even have that cassette in my dad's cassette bag.
Find a picture and put it online, buddy, if you can. That'd be great.
That would be amazing.
Back to the early soul days, man. Oh, also, speaking of the early days, the Kinks' Sunny Afternoon. You're talking about a song that screams summertime.
Oh, man, what a great song by the Kinks.
And my last honorable mention, it's Summertime Blues, both The Who and the Eddie Cochran version.
That's a great list of honorable mentions that could have easily made the top five. Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues was in my honorable mentions as well. Everything else, David Lee Roth, Van Halen, and Sammy Hagar Van Halen has a summer vibe in some sort of way that makes you feel good when you hear it. So they made my honorable mention. Oingo Boingo's stuff like Not My Slave and things like that that we used to dance around to in the summertime is an honorable mention. Couple of newer ones that we've heard over the years. The sort of Song of Summer WMMR was 2007 Finger Eleven's Paralyzer, which still to this day reminds me of summer, even though it really isn't anything about summer. It was just that song that really
too,
signified
right?
the summer. And then Sunset in July by 311 a few years ago still really makes me think of summer. And then you have bands like the Surf Punks who had I Live for the Sun, and they were just a ridiculous surf band, and they were hilarious. So that's pretty much my honorable mention.
And The Who, Bargain, makes me think of summer. Ooh. Actually, anything from Quadrophenia, too, or Creedence, Looking Out My Back Door, all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn and all that. The Grateful Dead, Sugar Magnolia, or even Scarlet Begonias would be really good for summertime. Just the feeling of summertime. And Springsteen, too, right? Born to Run. And his version and the original version of Jersey Girl, which Tom Waits wrote, both are pretty amazing. All things that make you feel summertime.
Absolutely.
And we hope that you'll be feeling it in your environment soon, wherever that is. Except for, I guess, if you're down under, because they're heading into the colder weather. And we thank you guys in Australia who've been coming to us in larger numbers. So thanks for that.
Absolutely.
And thanks to everybody who tunes in all around the world to this silly podcast that we do. You know, we are like two teenagers who hijacked a game show and turned it into a podcast when we do five favorites on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll.
We would love to know what your five favorite summer songs are, so please share them via social media. You can also email us at imbalancedhistory@gmail.com. You can go to our website, imbalancedhistory.com, and drop us an email through the website and listen to all the episodes there as well. So please let us know what your summer songs are. It is summertime. Let's talk summer music.
Time to break out the flip-flops and the shorts and the summer shirts, and let's go, man. Don't forget the sunscreen, because, you know, we still need that.
Absolutely, and I'm going to be at the pool all summer with my son, so...
Right, listening to the podcast and calling it into me.
Absolutely, and we'll be listening to a lot of the summer songs.
That's right, happy summer from both of us. That's me, Ray Koob.
Me, Marcus Goldman.
And everybody here at Dark Duck Media, on behalf of the Imbalanced History...
of Summertime Rock and Roll.